call it the War of the Oranges. On one side is Florida's $2.3 billion citrus industry. On the other, a steadily advancing disease called citrus canker that can disfigure fruit and weaken citrus trees. Caught in the middle are Florida homeowners with orange and grapefruit trees in their backyards. To fight the spread of the disease to Florida's commercial groves, the State Agriculture Department has cut down thousands of trees in residential neighborhoods. But, as NPR's Philip Davis reports, that has caused uproar among homeowners who've gone to court to protect their rights.
The state is cutting down homeowners' fruit trees because citrus canker was first discovered a few years ago in a backyard grapefruit tree near Miami. And that is how a homeowner like 84-year-old Virginia Barker, who lives with her two dogs near Fort Lauderdale, became a combatant in the canker wars. She had seven orange and grapefruit trees out back.
They were located... It's all gone. It's all gone. They were located from over there, around there, and the grapefruit tree was right here. And the tangerine tree was over there.
The trees were all destroyed in one day, a little more than a year ago, when crews from the State Department of Agriculture's Citrus Canker Eradication Program came to her property. A diseased tree had been discovered in a park a block away, and under controversial state guidelines, even healthy trees up to a third of a mile away had to be destroyed too. Though Barker's trees were healthy, the state said they had to go. Barker never gave them permission, even told them the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, which protects people from unreasonable searches and seizures, prohibited them from entering her property without permission.
They were insistent. And when I say, the sheriff came up the driveway and he said, you know, lady, I can arrest you. So they took the gate off, just lifted it off, and these men came in and they just chopped my trees down. I felt devastated, completely devastated.
But Florida officials say they need broad powers if they are to keep the canker bacteria from spreading to the big citrus groves up north. The legislature even passed a bill this year making the guidelines the law. Jerry Budney is an attorney for the Agriculture Department.
What we think we're doing is perfectly constitutional. We think we're simply following traditional Fourth Amendment precedent and jurisprudence from the United States Supreme Court.
But the state has met stiff resistance from residents and local officials in South Florida, which has few citrus groves but many backyard citrus trees. Andrew Myers is assistant county attorney for Broward County, where many impacted residents like Virginia Barker live.
This is a constitutional clash, clearly. This is a situation where the political branches of government have done something that they believe to be politically expedient, but violate the Constitution.
They've taken their case to court, and last week, Circuit Court Judge Leonard J. Fleet ruled in their favor. Fleet said he was concerned about the threat to the state's citrus industries, but said that did not outweigh constitutional protections.
All the department has to do is knock on the door and ask for permission to go into the constitutionally protected area. If granted permission, no warrant was needed. If denied permission, a warrant is needed.
The ruling is effective statewide. It's a victory for homeowners, but a blow to the state's citrus growers. They fear the coming rainy season will spread the canker far and wide. Casey Price, a spokeswoman for Citrus Mutual, the Growers Trade Association, says time is of the essence.
The longer the citrus canker eradication program is delayed, the more canker will spread throughout the state of Florida, and therefore the more taxpayers will have to pay in order to eradicate this disease.
Lawyers for the state say it'll be nearly impossible to meet the judge's requirement to seek individual search warrants for each of the thousands of properties they want to inspect. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.